This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Is it damning someone with faint praise to say they seem like a nice person, caring and considerate and all those things? Well, not to me it isn't, especially when that nice person works to curb animal suffering and promote pet placement. Matt Chan is the youngish adoption and volunteer coordinator for Cat's Cradle in Harrisonburg, which, if you live in the burg, is located in that Main Street storefront that has cats in the window, looking at you with eyes that say, "I am just the feline for you."
Pussycat, you're so thrilling, and I'm so willing to care for you.
The first time I actually started working in animal rescue was in 99. I started working at the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA. Back then, I just knew I wanted to do something that I felt would be good for animals and something that I could do to help my community and just something where I could make good use of my talents, because I felt I had a lot towards helping animals because I knew that they didn't have the voice that we have. And so I did that for a little while, and then later on, the years passed, I started getting more and more involved.
What's your formal education in?
I went to VCU. I have a degree in mass communication. So it wasn't like I had my career mapped out when I was going to college. I was just basically trying to graduate from college. So I got out of college, and I wasn't quite sure what I really wanted to do. And so I just sort of fell into working in retail. So I did retail for many years. And so I started having that feeling again, a feeling I wasn't putting my best self to use. Meanwhile, there's animal suffering. There's animals being unnecessarily euthanized all around me. And I'm just sitting here, not doing anything that I feel is important.
So what did you do about it?
So I started volunteering at the Augusta Regional SPCA.
Mm-hmm.
I just did basic dog and cat socialization and caretaking. And that made me feel good about what I was doing. And then an opportunity arose where I could have a more elevated position, if you will, as a coordinator there. And so I started doing that. I did that for a few years. And then I was kind of recruited by Cat's Cradle here in Harrisonburg to come help them out as they're going through this huge remodeling and kind of restructuring process.
Let's talk about Cat's Cradle. I don't want to say versus, but the SPCAs and Cat's Cradle have different attitudes. Am I correct about that?
Probably. And every SPCA, as you know, is different. They're not really connected to each other. Any group of people in any town can decide to make an SPCA, and they pretty much follow all their own code. So, our mission is to ensure and maintain a safe, compassionate community for cats and dogs. And their mission is prevention of cruelty to animals, extension of humane education. So it's similar missions. We are fortunate we don't have to do as much intake as SPCAs usually pretty much almost have to do. What we're really trying to focus on right now is pulling cats from shelters where there is high amounts of euthanasia. Mm-hmm. So right now we're mostly pulling from the Page County Animal Shelter and the Augusta County Animal Shelter.
What's the population that tends to be euthanized?
Feral cats are 100% of the time euthanized. We usually can't pull feral cats ourselves either, because we can't get them adopted in general either. There's just not a lot of demand for a feral cat. We pull as many friendly cats as we can, whether they're young or old, no matter what their color is. We just pull as much as we can. We can fit so many in the adoption center, and then we have a large foster network. We fill our foster network. So we're always trying to increase our fosters. The more fosters we have, the more lives we're going to be able to save.
Now, when you say foster network, that means somebody who'll just take a cat for a while.
Yeah, it's a temporary loving home, and there's no intention of actually keeping the cat or adopting the cat, unless they're a foster failure, which we get those too, and they fall so hard for the cat that they just have to adopt the cat. We get a lot of calls, especially during spring and summer, about stray cats and bottle babies. Bottle babies are basically little kittens that can fit in the palm of your hand that can't lap up milk on their own, eat food on their own, and you have to feed them with a bottle. Those are types of calls, and people come in all day long from beginning to end.
Now, somebody calls and they've got, five bottle babies. Can you take them?
Typically not. I try to teach people how to take care of a bottle baby, and we have bottle baby kits. It's got kitten milk replacer, bottles, blankets, a DVD on how to take care of them, a packet on how to take care of them. And then I actually show them how to take care of the bottle baby. And most people, believe it or not, they're actually very willing to learn how to do it. Because once you have that kitten in your hand, it's really hard to, even people who aren't necessarily cat people, to just, you know, give up that cat to the SPCA. And most people are going to be inclined to want to try to help. I really like the atmosphere in Harrisburg. I like the sort of college town atmosphere. I think it's really, it's fun. It's energetic. There's lots of really nice, cool people to meet around here. And I do that all day long at Cat's Cradle. I meet all kinds of wonderful people. I get to know them. Our volunteers are, they're not just volunteers. We become like friends. And, you know, we'll hang out together. And I'd say best of all is one time a young lady came in and she looked a little bit down at the time. And I found out later why she was down, but we just started talking and she's my girlfriend now of 4 months. So it's amazing.
Well, isn't that nice? Yeah. Aren't you glad you came here?
Yeah, I am. I am. It's amazing the way things work out. Cat's Cradle looks like a store. That's really in a way what it is. It's a retail outlet and you walk in and there's about 20 free roaming cats. So we don't keep them in cages. They walk as they please. They run up and down little sets of cat stairs, cat walks going across like towards the ceiling. So we just let them out and they play. There's a few cat fights that break it every now and then. But for the most part, they really like it. And they end up, you know, befriending each other and that type of thing. So
you have those big glass display windows that are open and are full of cats. Does that lure in a lot of foot traffic?
It does. We get, I should like start keeping track of how many people come in per day, but I mean, we get a lot of foot traffic. People not necessarily coming to adopt, but they're just interested to see what we're all about. And they just want to, you know, play with some cats, pet some cats, and that's just as fine too. You don't have to adopt. You can play and pet too. And we get a lot of people from out of town. We get them from different states, different countries. I get people from Canada. And they're coming for different reasons, I'm sure, but they may have heard about us somehow. Or at the very least, they were just walking through, had to stop in. But a lot of people, even if they're coming from Pennsylvania, New York or something, somehow they've heard about us while they've been in the Harrisburg area, and they have to stop in and see us. We're really a destination, a community destination.
When I've seen you in the store, you're keeping an eagle eye out on the cats. What are some common mistakes that people make in how they relate to cats? What does a cat want from a human?
Well, it really depends on the cat and the time of the day. I mean, cats do love to be pet, but some cats like to be pet certain ways, and some cats like other ways. Some cats like you just hold your hand out and they'll come pet you by rubbing against you. And so a lot of people can't read the signals as well. I've been around them for so long, I feel like I'm pretty good at reading the signals of what they want. And some people actually aren't even good at reading the signals of when they're about to lash out. Because that can happen too. We've got a few fussy ones. When the ears are back and they hunch down, if they start emitting some sort of growl, they're going to scratch you. And some people, they'll keep on, I'm trying to pet. I'm like, get away, because they're going to scratch this nice person. So those are the kinds of things I have to watch out for. Picking up cats that don't want to be held, you know, I have to make sure that people aren't doing that so they don't get scratched and bitten also.
Are you a cat person?
No, I'm actually much more broad than that. I'm a animal person and I love dogs and cats. And so I do miss the dogs at the SPCA. I've dreamed about making a place like this for dogs. It costs about $500 a day to operate Cat's Cradle. We've got the adoption center and we've got the intake center. Intake center is a few blocks away. And the reason for that is because cats that we're pulling in from those area pounds that we talked about, we don't know them yet. And we don't know what germs they might have and what they're carrying with them. And so we get to know them at the intake center before just integrating them into the adoption center and spreading what they might have with these cats and possibly wiping out our population. That's the purpose of having two different centers. It costs us money to keep clean staff, you know, have an intake coordinator. Myself, I'm on the payroll as well. And so you add all that up and you get to about $500 a day. We couldn't do it without donors, private individual citizens who know our work and have a vested interest in what we do. A lot of people still don't understand how important it is to get an animal fixed. Even people who have a stray cat that they're feeding, however, they don't do anything else for the cat, like get the cat fixed or give them a shot. And they end up with litters of kittens, multiple litters of kittens. And they'll call and say, I have 5 kittens, can you take them? This is the second batch that she's had. And after I talk about what we can do for the kittens, which is usually not to intake them, we can usually help with getting them fixed. And I have to tell them how important it is to get the mother fixed as well. And that can be a challenge, just convincing them to do that for this cat. A lot of people still don't want to, or is, like, especially with male cats, male dogs, whatever the case may be, especially if it's a male person. They'll think they're taking away their manhood or something like that. And you have to convince them that, you know, it's more important for them to be neutered and stop overpopulating. And there's not enough homes for all these cats.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
How satisfying is it?
It's very satisfying. I'm doing something for these, you know, living beings that need our help. And they're, you know, they weren't given the gift of being able to really ask for it so much on their own. So that's why I feel like I'm sort of a, you know, a liaison to help them get that help. So that's the part that's satisfying, is when I, especially when I see them get adopted, or when I see someone who didn't believe in spay neuter before to spay neuter their pets.
Do you have a cat?
I have three.
Class, and I got cat style.
You'll find a link to Cat's Cradle in Harrisonburg, where Matt Chan is the adoption and volunteer coordinator, on the Spark page at WMRA.org.